Hey, you're listening to Journey to Truth podcast. Tonight we are joined by James Gilliland with myself, Tyler Koala, and Aaron Kuhn. We stopped introducing ourselves a while ago, but I realized a lot of people probably
who are these guys?
Yeah, exactly. But James, if you don't know, which I'm sure everybody listening knows who he is, he's an experiencer, author, he's a speaker. He obviously has East Eddy Ranch, where he holds conferences. That's an amazing place. Everybody needs to check it out if you haven't.
Yes, everyone go to East Eddy.
And we're going to start with some big news, which isn't really big, but in the Cosmic Secret, in the background on your ranch are my two lawn chairs. They made it into the, they made it into the movie.
Tyler's chairs are famous.
Yeah, I was like, those are my chairs.
Great.
I guess we can start off by talking about that. The Cosmic Secret. It was an awesome film. An awesome film.
They did a great job on it. And when they came out and filmed, there's all kinds of ships flying in the air. It was quite interesting. I know in the films that we filmed there too, the uncontrolled narrative and Contact Has Begun too. There's a lot of ships in the background while we were interviewing. So if you look really close, you can see them zipping by. It's quite interesting. But yeah, it was great to be in that. There's so much more to the story. And I talked to the producer and he said that, you know, after I, you know, because they had to edit it out and just take little bits and pieces. But afterwards, he says, I need to come out and do a 5-part series, you know, with what's happening here. So
yeah.
I said, yeah, sure, we could definitely fill five part series easily.
Well, I mean, if you're accidentally catching footage every time you record, you definitely need to. So do we dare talk about the impeachment, or do we not get into politics on this one?
I don't mind. You know, it's, you know, to me, if anybody has followed that and watched any of it all, you can just see what a charade the whole thing is. I mean, it's very simple. You can kill the whole story with two questions, you know. Do you have any factual evidence? And do you have any firsthand knowledge? And the whole thing is based on assumptions and tudes, you know, attitudes and agendas. There's no meat. There's no beef there. So in a nutshell, that's the bottom line. And people are so socially engineered and programmed, they've lost their ability to use critical thinking and watch and also sense and feel the energies of the people that are pulling this off. It, you know, these guys, you look in their eyes and they are dark. You know, they are very dark and, you know, they're even, a swamp, basically.
They don't even seem human, hardly, whenever you look at them.
Yeah. Well, a couple of them aren't. You know, it's, you can see there's something else in there that's inhuman. It's not, they've lost all humanity.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And what's sad is, like, you know, you see the, like, we know the media, mainstream pushes all this bullshit all the time, but now even more, like, they're misleading the public right now with these false headlines. Like, people who aren't educated really think Trump is not president anymore. Like,
it's just always the most emotionally charged, like, to get a trigger reaction. From people.
Well, I would say this whole thing is one process oriented therapy session, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that have, you know, they're afraid of their own power and, you know, they haven't mastered their own wealth or they have any issues towards any kind of a powerful white male. I mean, he's got the trifecta there. He's going to push everything up for people to look at, you know, but, you know, the things that you have to ask is, you know, to me, they're demanding his tax returns. And I said, so you've got a billionaire that's becoming a public servant and your demand is tax returns. You should be demanding the tax returns of the public servants that have become billionaires while they're in office.
Sure.
Those are the people you should be looking at. You know, let's just reverse the story here. And again, you know, there's so much social engineering. You know, you've got CNN and all these other news things, and they're just screaming and yelling lies and assumptions and everything. And if you follow the case, you can see that everything they're saying is false. And And to me, whether you like Trump or not, you know, I'm really not into politics, and I don't, I'm not a Republican nor a Democrat, but when I just follow this and watch what's going on there, you know, anybody in their right mind using critical thinking would go, oh my God, this is the biggest sham on the planet.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are doing some construction work behind me, so that's what that weird noise is. You know?
Oh, it's all right. Oh, that's just you doing some inner work. We can just hear it because you're so powerful. That's all.
That's the ships. It's a very regenerate ship there that's done making that sound.
So let's take a look into 2020 as far as, like, I know you're in contact with, you know, multiple beings. And I'm just curious if you have any insight on what type of disclosures that we might be looking forward to this coming up year, because I feel like it's a big year, especially with this energies going on right now. Yeah. I've already felt the shift with this past full moon. It's weird because people from my past just started showing up in my life. Like, I feel like there was like, it's showing me I still have to do some healing. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, what I found out right now with that energy that came in during the full moon. So we had the full moon, we had solar flares, and the Schumann resonance was at like 160, you know, it's usually 7.8 or something. So anyway, you put that it's like the triple hit that we just went through, and the energy is still building exponentially, and it's going all the way into past Christmas. You know, solstice is coming up on the 21st, but it's going to keep going. So that energy is bringing everything up for people. You know, all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences are coming up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tell people everything that's not aligned with universal law and in all the institutions is being turned upside down. So the old draconian law that everything is based on or has been based on is falling apart. And now we're moving into unity consciousness or universal law, and everything that doesn't align with that is like imploding. It's falling apart. And I've been watching people implode. It's unbelievable.
Likewise.
Yeah. I know people that are very, you know, they're very narcissistic. They're tyrants. You know, they're very aggressive, and those people are just not doing well with this energy. It's bringing everything up for them, and it's not working anymore because the people they've been working with are going no, and they're setting boundaries and they're saying no more, I'm not doing this. And so on a global scale, everything that was aligned with enslavement or tyranny or you know, enslaving the masses through dependency, all that whole program is imploding on itself. And so we're moving into a total reset, planetary reset on everything. There's going to be a currency reset. All the institutions are going to have to go through a reset and transformative process. You know, our families and relationships in our families and all that is coming up now. Yeah. So nothing hidden anymore. All the masks are coming down and we're seeing people for who they really are. And that's what's happening in the political arena that we're seeing is such a blatant example of that, is that we're seeing people for who they really are, and the masks are coming down. We're seeing their true agendas, and we're seeing the polarities happening where they're, you know, like all the Native American prophecies talk about, there's a separation of worlds happening, and we're right in the middle of that right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. I mean, it's even just happening within, you know, energetically, but even within the nation. So like what this whole thing has done is like created a complete division now, you know, it's like they are no longer with us anymore. Like they've separated themselves, and I mean the government, the deep state, cabal, elites, whatever, you know, they never have been with us, but now it's just very evident.
It's becoming obvious. Yeah. Everything hidden is being revealed. Yeah. Like you said, everything's coming to the surface. So we can heal it and clear it and cleanse it. Yeah. And we're able to heal collectively, and the whole planet is going
that,
to heal.
Yeah. Yeah. They're saying is they're saying that this whatever you want to call it, creator, God, great spirit. If some people are atheists, doesn't matter. There is a consciousness and energy, a force, you know, and we live in a multidimensional universe. But it's like the source itself is present in on the earth. Yeah. And there's all these levels and all these dimensions, and they're focusing in, and the earth is expanding out at the same time in its ascension process. And we're caught in the middle, you know, and we have to let go. You know, we have to, and I was talking about it earlier, you know, they have a thing called the monkey trap. Have you seen those where they drill a hole in the coconut and they tether it down, right? And they fill it with rice. And so the monkey comes and it grabs the rice and he won't let go of the rice. And so they come and bag it, you know, bag the monkey. And that's what everybody's doing right now. We all have our hand in that monkey trap, and some are going to let go and move on and just say, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to do something else. And other people are going to hang on to it till the hunter comes. And that's what I'm seeing is that, you know, we've allowed this material world to establish our self-worth. We depend on it for our joy, our love and acceptance and approval. Others, you know, it's all external. And the people that start going internal and become sovereign with that and let go of the past and let go of this other stuff are the ones that are going to make it through. And, you know, the people that want to hang on and control and manipulate and enslave through dependency and keep playing those games outside of unity consciousness, they're going to implode. And their kingdoms are going to collapse in on themselves. And that's what all the prophets are saying, basically.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to get back to a question that we never got to answer yet, but about 2020. So I know I feel like we're going to see some secret space program disclosures, and we have the Space Force rolling out. I know the Pentagon just passed a bill funding $738 billion.
Yeah.
To the defense agency to put towards the Space Force. With that has to come some type of disclosure because.
See what Trump just said too.
Something about try to pull it up. About he wants to introduce different forms of energy or coming along or something like that.
Yeah, he said there will be different forms of energy coming along at last night's rally. He said that.
Yeah.
So he's like.
Yeah, he already signed off on releasing a lot of the patents. You know, I'm pretty sure he's already signed off on that. And
he did that so like a lot of after he got in office, right? He like signed off on those. Yeah.
Yeah. And so those are going to be coming out. Those are going to be released. And I know people that are working with the administration that have, you know, fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, all that stuff. And that'll be coming out. And if they do finally declassify the secret space fleet, which is they've talked about doing that as well. That's been in the news. If they declassify that, then people are going to find the real technology there where they have, you know, med beds and regeneration beds and all just incredible technologies there, fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, all that stuff. And also too, there's higher dimensional beings, and our off-world visitors have extreme technologies that when we get our act together, they'll be sharing that with us as well.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have a space force on rocket technology, like, you can't, it's not feasible. You have to have a way to get there and back efficiently. So, I mean, obviously something's going to come.
Well, they found this huge, you know, they're all talking about this big equipment up on the moon and Mars and things like that, mining equipment and everything else. And people are saying it's ours. And then one guy, I won't mention his name, is saying that the reason we're going there is to get anti-gravity technology. And I said, well, how do you think they got those machines up there?
Yeah, exactly. With
rockets, I guarantee you. And so that's a no-brainer. But this whole field is replete with planned opposition, and people need to see through that. The disclosure program, we're still dealing with, are they real? And looking at 60 years in the past to some abduction or Roswell or things like that. And they'd like to keep that going and keep the ships far away in the distance and things like that. Whereas people like us, I mean, we've had contact for like 30 years. We know which ships are whose, who's on the ships. We know about their civilizations and their lifestyles. We've gone so far outside the box, but we're like a threat to the planned opposition and the status quo. And unfortunately, why ufology hasn't progressed is exactly because of that, because you've got planned opposition, you've got government shills in there, you got people are saying anti-government, you know, they need to come clean, and in their backhand they're getting a check, you know, or they're dancing right along the Rockefellers and the Clintons and everybody else at Bohemian Grove and things like that.
Exactly.
Follow the track record. But you look at the people that get the pulpit and they get the most press, unfortunately a lot of those people are not what you think. And until, you know, we start using critical thinking and look at where the money is going and who people are associating with and their story. If there's nothing new and they've been telling the same story for 60 years, you know, then yeah. It's probably, you know, planned opposition. It's the whole field is designed to keep it at a certain level, and that's got to break, you know, that is going to break here real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to what you said about the moon, like, so they're claiming there's mining equipment, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've heard that. Have you?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Actually, so, I know there's bases all over the moon and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that's like the Hoagland stuff and things like that from way back. But
I mean, I know stuff's up there. I just hadn't heard that that's like what they think that they're going up
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Retrieve.
Well, you know, you read the ancient history about the moon. There was a time there wasn't a moon. And then there was two moons, and then we're back to one moon. So apparently these moons seem to be coming and going, you know?
Yeah.
So you start, okay, well, is this really a planet, or is this hollow? Is it a terraforming planet that was brought in to help terraform the Earth? And it was, you know, and there were two here at one time. And it's in the perfect position. You know, you look at the math and how it maintains the tides and everything else. That's not by accident. That's by design. And the first terraformers used the moon as a jumping place, you know, to terraform the Earth. And you know, the Earth has been colonized several times, and people had to start over as primitives due to pole shifts and things like that. Meteor impacts, massive volcanoes going off, ice ages, all of that. So we're a series of colonization programs, and the history, the real history will tell you that. The real archaeology and geology will tell you that. And this is all written in stone in Australia in a place called Gosford Glyphs. They have the whole history of Earth, and it talks about the different colonization programs, the genetic manipulation, how they upgraded a man that was here naturally, the Aboriginals, which are the originals, the original people. They're the Denisovian groups that were upgraded. And then they went to Africa. We have it backwards. They went to Australia first, and then they went to Africa because the breastplate, the gold, and a lot of the gold in Egypt comes from Ballarat, comes from Australia. And the oldest gold mines are in Australia. So it actually began in Australia, and then from there it went over to Africa and Egypt, that area.
It's interesting you bring this up too, because I was going to mention that I really enjoyed your two-part video on the true history of Earth.
It was amazing. Oh. Yeah.
And it really was. And you touched on some of the same points just now, but anybody who hasn't seen it, I don't recall. It was a couple months ago, but.
It's a couple months ago. Go listen to those. They're really good.
Yeah. It's great info.
I should make a video on that. I do have E-SETI Down Under. That's a video that we made with Peter Slattery, and I have the elders there, the King of the Raven Tribe, Brendan Murray, and people like that, all talking about the history and the glyphs and how the Pleiadians, they go back to the Pleiades, but there was other colonies before that, but they have stories about the Pleiadian colonies. And I tell you what's interesting is that a lot of the plant and animals and things like that were brought, you know, if you ask any archaeologist, ask them where sheep came from. Sheep just appeared. They didn't evolve from anything else. They just appeared, and nobody can answer that question.
It's the same with dolphins as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. A lot of things were brought here a lot of the, one of the beings I was working with from the Pleiades, her name is Plumaria. And I go, you know, that sounds really close to this flower we have here, this beautiful flower. It smells so good. And I've seen them here in Mexico and also in tropics in Hawaii. And I, when I smelled the flower, I just went off. I go, God, I am so attracted to this flower. I have no idea why. I was trying to figure out why. And she told me that her grandfather actually brought that here, you know, and genetically manipulated it and created that, the different types of the Plumeria tree. And because I said, well, why do you have a name like a flower that's already here? You're from the Pleiades. And she said, no, we brought that here. And so you really think a lot of these guys live minimum of 1,200 years, some even longer. And so you do the math, you know, in two or three generations, some live 4,000 or 5,000 years. And some have mastered eternal life too as well. So, you know, you do the math and you go, yeah, but they could have very easily brought that that plant here and did a lot of genetic engineering, you know, on the planet. So there's both plant, animal, and human genetics. We're a big mix from the star nations, and the genome experiment will tell you that too. It's like there's so much alien DNA on this planet, even human DNA. They call it junk DNA, but it's not junk, it's just not activated.
Exactly.
Reminds me of something that Emery Smith was talking about. They were working on in the programs it's like an ancestry.com, except it would tell us, like, this is post-disclosure. It would be an app that you could download it, and it would tell you your lineage, but your extraterrestrial lineage, because we have the ability to find out. We have the technology to know just by doing DNA samples.
Yeah.
So that would be really, really awesome. If you were able to, if that app ever did manifest, that would be really, really cool. It would change everything. People like,
oh. I tell you something really freaky. If you take your cell phone and put it in slow motion and record something, I know the iPhones can do it. Some phones can't do it. Just record yourself talking in slow motion and then play it back. It sounds exactly like a lion.
Like a lion?
You can't tell the difference between a lion and your voice. It's a mind blower.
Well, we all...
Interesting.
And we all originate from Lyra, correct? Or not all of us, but...
Well, that's from what I've heard.
Well, yeah, well, Lyra...
Lyra was...
The white race. Yeah, the white race originally came from Lyra.
Yeah.
And they're very tall. Some were 30 feet tall. And that was... And they kind of screwed up. They kept polarizing, you know, their culture and going to war, and they pretty much blew their planet up, messed things up there, but... They kept colonizing other places, and the ancient Lyrians, they went to the Pleiades, Hades, and the Orion system, and from there they came to Earth, Mars, and somebody call it Maldek. Somebody had different names for it, but Maldek blew up, and it's the asteroid belt right now. So
yeah.
So anyway, that's our ancient history. But there's other star nations, other beings came in from the Orion system, from the Pleiades system, from Sirian system, all the different systems. And we're just a big mix of that. And in Antarctica, now they're finding, you know, these beings that are half human, half lion, or half cat, and all these other things there, all these experiments that were done, and races that came that were here like a long time ago before the pole shift.
Yeah. Are you in contact, or not in contact, but are you familiar with any inner earth races or any inner earth beings?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where we live at Isseti, there's a doorway that goes into the interior in the mountain there, Mount Adams. And we filmed the ships going in and out. And we've done a lot of remote viewing and been interacting with the beings there. And there's many levels to that. There's one level that's a spaceport. It's like an intergalactic airport or whatever. And there's another level where there's some extreme technology that's holding a frequency and it's just pumping energy out of that mountain. And you can actually film it if you have the right technology. If you have the Harold Oldfield technology, you can see the energy waves coming off the mountain. It's amazing.
Wow. Wow.
There's more energy coming off Mount Adams than the pyramids. You know, so
wow.
And then underneath that is a whole civilization with multiple races down there. There's some really strange characters down there. And, you know, a lot of the elven beings and kind of fairy beings that we think are mythological are down there. There's beings that are etheric, yet they're not hard. They're hardly physical walking around. There's 8-foot tall giants there. Little Yodas walking around with robes, you know, and stuff like that.
Baby
and
Yoda.
Don't mess with them. They're really powerful. I went there once. I went out of body and I showed up there and there was this little guy in robes and he had these 8-foot tall giants. And I was going, holy smokes, these guys are big. And I wonder who the little guy is. And he focused his energy on me and I got an instant headache. Like he was the one in charge, you know. So size doesn't really mean anything. It's all about consciousness and energy, you know, with sure. These guys.
I've heard of there being like 3-inch tall ETs that are like not, they're fully developed and fully matured, but they're 3 inches tall. Yeah.
And they have ships. They have ships that look like a toy, you know, to us.
Wow. That'd be amazing to see that.
Yeah.
I think they may even depict that in one of the Men in Black movies, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Yeah, they did. You know, they also have a lot of their shifts. Okay, when you go up into the higher dimensions, the particles are much smaller. So when you see a ship, a lot of times it could be 1,200 times bigger than what you're seeing. And if it lands and you walk into it, it's massive on the inside, but it may look like just a light door or something like that. So it's amazing what they can do. And we have footage of ships landing, morphing into 3 or 4 ships and coming back to one again and then disappearing and jets chasing them and things like that. So they can bilocate. The ships themselves can do all kinds of crazy things. And, you know, we had Lockheed Skunk Works guys out there, Boeing, triple PhD Boeing engineers, and they've seen these ships and they actually testified on the Art Bell show back in the day, and they said, these aren't ours. We have no idea who they are. We can't do that. We can't make one ship become 3 ships or do what they're doing. It's far beyond our understanding of physics and technology.
Well, yeah. Well, Lockheed's been one of the ones behind some of the secret space program's technology, correct?
Exactly. I'm trying to remember the guy's name, the head of Lockheed. You guys might remember his name, but he actually went forward and he talked about it. And he said, you know, we can take ET home. We have the technology. Oh. And, yeah, we have the triangle ships, TR-3s and things like that. We've been flying those for a long time. But we also have ships that raise their frequency up and they become a light. They're not no longer physical. And those are the like, jump dimensions. We're getting into that kind of technology. The thing with that kind of technology, the problem with that technology is when you fly a ship like that, it's almost like having a near-death experience. When you come back, it's really hard to follow orders from people that are totally unconscious.
In this current world that we live in.
It's kind of hard. You know, I've had a couple of near-death experiences and drownings and stuff.
Yeah,
There's a
guy named Tolek. I don't know if you know who he is.
Yeah.
I remember him telling a story of, I guess it's like his part of his soul family that came and picked him up. They gave him telepathic, like, hey, come to this place. And he went and then the ship came. And
yeah.
So he gave him like some kind of like a pill or something to eat. And he's like, what is this? He's like, oh, this raises your frequency. So you can ride on our craft. Otherwise you'll die if you don't raise your vibration and from third density. So a lot of these crafts, like they're not in third density. They're above that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of, I mean, we've had contact with beings all the way up to the 13th dimension and you get to the 7th dimension and that's the plane of bliss. And then there's the void and then there's dimensions past that. And so, those beings are more a collective, you know, there's no identity, just doesn't exist there anymore. It's not important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Slattery does a good job of describing what that's like past the multiple dimensions. He's based on one of his experiences, which I find.
He's doing great work. Yeah. We're setting up he said he's Australian. We're going to go on tour here really soon. And so John Vivanco, I think Jordan Sather and Peter and myself and Ben and Rob, Edge of Wonder, those guys are going, and we're doing a tour coming up. For, I think it starts the 8th or something. I'll be getting there the 8th, and right after that, we're going to be touring, I think, Sydney and Melbourne. I'm not sure where else, but we'll have that up on the website.
Yeah, I signed up to win those 2 free tickets. I'm still waiting for you to email.
Yeah, still waiting for his free tickets.
Yeah. I think it might have been a mistake or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's out of my control. I'm just showing up and speaking there. Those guys got me the tickets.
I think that's how I was trying to give you a hint.
No,
He's like, hey. I'd love to.
Just not for the conference. You know, I've seen all of you guys speak before, but I would love to go just for the experience of the land.
In Australia.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, that's more.
You know, we're going to have, they're all going to be doing workshops and speaking at the conference at the ranch. So, you know, we'll be doing that again coming up July 4th. So everybody's going to be, you know, in Trout Lake, Washington at the East Eddy Ranch coming up soon. So you can come up and see everybody there.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
Yeah,
we'll
both were planning on that also, for
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Boy, Ben and Rob, when they came up, they had some experiences they could not explain, and it was life-changing for them. And
Likewise,
really, yeah.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, Ben got to see the whole mountain open up, and he saw the other dimensions, everything, and he just went, oh my god, you know.
Yeah, I heard him telling the story.
He couldn't even talk about it for a little while. He said it was just unbelievable what's happening up there.
Yeah. Have you heard of a place called Board Camp Crystal Mine in Arkansas?
I have. I've heard of places, you know, they have so many crystal beds there and crystals I know of a couple places that go where you can dig crystals and stay there, and that might be one. I'm not sure exactly which one it is.
Well, this one specifically. So I went there like a month and a half ago, maybe, because I heard it's very similar stories from like what happens at East Eddy. It's very similar.
Yeah.
So I went and checked it out for myself with my father, and it is. The energies are crazy. The night watch is the same sky that I was seeing at your ranch, and the Sasquatch activity out there was just off the charts.
Great.
And it's just these places are more more frequent than we might realize. Yeah,
I think there's we're down in Mexico right now, and we're looking at some places, and I was at this place Haramara, and my brother does massage and body work there and structural alignment, things like that, and we were there, and it's just above, it's not that high, but it's just high enough where it's out of the fog and everything, and boy, I could see the Pleiades right overhead, the Orion system and everything else, and it's a great place to do sky watches, and it's a very high energy place. All they do is yoga and a lot of spiritual events there, and so I'm really thinking about setting up an event there, and then we're looking at different places where we can set up in East Eddy, Mexico. Wow. So we have, you know, we have J Eddy Japan, we have East Eddy Australia, East Eddy, you know, here. We're also looking at some other places, you know, in Arizona and things like that where we can set something up. So lot of opportunities are popping up right now, and other countries want to do the same thing. So we're just kind of checking the people out that want to run it. And each one kind of is run by, you know, like we're not the overlords, you know, of the other ones.
They're
autonomous, and they do. And we just say, you know, just, you know, stay within universal law and empower people to make their own connection, their own contacts, and we just have a few guidelines, and we let them kind of do their own thing.
Yeah, and maybe post disclosure, we'll have East Eddy Gaia, the whole planet.
Yeah. Well,
the whole planet will be East Eddy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are creating their own TV things, and like Ben and Rob, you know, with their program there, Edge of Wonder.
Edge of Wonder TV, yeah.
Edge of Wonder TV. Now, they're really coming on strong, and they're bringing a lot of us on board, so that's going to be another major platform to get things out. There's other ones that are starting up too. And as we get our technology dialed in, we're going to do something like, could be like he said, ETV or, you know, something of that nature. Our whole problem is out at the ranch. We just don't have any bandwidth, and we've done everything to try to get it. And we just, it's just not available out there. But as soon as it comes available, you know, we're having problems with the local guys there. They promise, I mean, we put in all brand new lines, everything, you know, a quarter mile long, trenched it, put all everything so we could just really take off and do our thing. And problem is that it gets out to the road and they throttle it down to nothing. And so they didn't honor their agreement, you know, so there's all these little glitches, you know, that are holding things back, but
maybe
we're getting through it.
Maybe your friends don't want that EMF going to your land. So
yeah. Very well. You know, you can hook that up so everything's hardwired, and so you don't have all that energy as well. Sure. There's ways of doing it that, and I know 5G. I don't think we're ever gonna get 5G out there, which is good.
You know, no, you don't want that.
That's great.
Well, I heard they're changing 5G. Now that's Robert David Steele was talking about that they have like a retrofit that's going to take care of that. And they're starting to really pass some legislation or something in that direction. We'll see. That's going to change the 5G program. And it wouldn't be that hard to change the frequency of that so it doesn't mess people up.
That's interesting. And that's great news because I know so many people are, it's a legitimate concern for some people.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, they have technology now. You can just plug it into your computer and things like that. That totally eliminates it. And and you can cover your whole house, your whole room with some of these technologies that they're coming out with. So
the big, and I don't think a lot of it was that on accident either. A lot of it is on purpose. No. Like these Apple that AirPods.
AirPods.
Yeah. I just saw an article saying,
yeah, like, they're like fry your brain.
Yeah, people have been complaining because their ears are hurting. Well, they tested the radiation and it's just like off the charts with these AirPods.
Yeah.
That's not by accident. I mean, you can't.
No.
Yeah.
None of this is. You know, you really look at, you know, you got the fluoride in the water, you got all the food additives, you got all the gender benders out there that are affecting people, you know, the estrogen mimickers, you know, coming off all the plastic bottles. You know, all that stuff, the vaccines, everything, all that's done by design, you know, and the GMOs, you add it all together. It's all done by design. And people say, well, why would people do that? It's hurting them too. And I said, you got to realize these aren't people, you know, that are, I said, there's so much inhumanity on the planet because there's a lot of non-human interference. And luckily that's coming to an end with the benevolent ones that are coming in and they're putting into that whole program.
Yeah. Oh man, I just lost what I was going to say next. I was curious if you had, sometimes I just wanted to ask you in general about your experiences. I know a lot of them are energetic, but have you had any recent like physical contact, like actual physical?
You know, I've gone through the whole spectrum. You know, we have photographs of physical ships there as well as the energy. A lot of the physical ships, I mean, some are benevolent, some aren't. And when you're in the physical, you're kind of messing. You never know what you're going to run into. And out of the physical, out of 4D into 5D on up. And that's when you really start having contact, and it's happening on an inner level from within, because we're multidimensional beings and we exist on a vibrational continuum. So when we understand that enlightenment, that process of going within, making your own personal connection with Creator, God, Spirit, whatever you want to call it, you expand in consciousness and awareness, and you start taking in these other dimensions, and then you have contact along the way. But there's physical contact as well. And I've had all the above. I've had, you know, I've been taken on the ships. I've seen the physical ships where they've dropped into our dimension. You know, I've gone up, I've been on six, seven dimensional ships, you know, but you have to get you have to rise in frequency and go in the body that matches the frequency of that ship and that group to do that.
Would you mind walking us through one of these experiences? Because, you know, you say it's so, like, it's just that normal, you know, everyday stuff. A lot of people listening are like, what is he talking about? I'm just curious if you would walk through, like, what happens? Like, how did they initiate the contact and where does it go from there?
Well, ever since I was like 5 years old, I was having contact and they were taking us up on the ships and things. My brother and I both. And he did a regression. I didn't do it because I remember it anyway, but he did a regression and got a lot of that information out. So a lot of people have been having these experiences. They just don't understand them. You know, they label it this or that, or, you know, it's either a religious experience and it was angel or God, or it was the devil, or, you know, depending on what kind of experience they had. But it's kind of interesting, but I've had a lot of those experiences. What I found out is when I was studying with a lot of different yogis and lamas and things like that, there are techniques that you can do where you start spinning your bands and you spin your field and you raise your frequency up, and then you have these experiences. And these other beings can do that as well. They can come in and raise your frequencies and take you in your fifth dimensional, fourth dimensional, you know, seventh dimensional body, you know, up on the ship, and they'll teach you and show you things and stuff like that. Now, the trick is bringing that memory, that experience back to the physical. That's the hard part, because, you know, there's this veil that you go through and you just forget. It's like when you sleep and you have these awesome dreams and you wake up and you can't remember it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the same thing. So the more you meditate, the thinner those veils become, and the more you remember your experiences and your dreams and everything else. And so, you know, we have to rise the occasion. We have to do our daily practices of prayer, meditation, yoga, Qigong, whatever, to help raise our frequency so we and get those veils to thin up so we can start remembering what's happening on all these other dimensions. Because, you know, as I said before, we're multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum, and we're having, you know, you and I are sitting here talking right now. There's another part of us that's up on a ship, and there's another part of us in the Pleiades, another part of us, and it all goes back to source, and it's very confusing. The best way I can explain it, when I first started awakening, I had this Viking warrior appear in front of me, and he goes, "I'm your soul. You know, I'm your soul," and told me his name. And I go, "Great," you know. And then I had this other being come in, and he's going, I'm what you'd call your Christ self, you know, and his name's Tasamara, you know. And then so I had some other beings come and connect with me. And then finally, when I got up to the seventh dimension, the God self level, I was having a total meltdown. I was going through a total identity crisis. I go, these guys are saying I'm you, and I didn't know who I am anymore, you know, and what is my purpose here and everything. And Kaziko came in and told me, he said, and I asked him who he was, and then Dramas came in at the same time, and I said, "Who's Kaziko?" And he goes, "It's the God of eternal bliss, you know, that." And I go, "Okay, that's great." And I said, "Well, what's my relationship?" And she said, "You're the hands and feet, you know, you're the physical part of that process of holding that, you know, bringing that consciousness and energy in." And I said, "Well, I'm really confused, because this guy's saying he's me, this guy's saying he's me. All these people I'm having all these flashbacks and everything." And when Kaziko came in, he said, "It's all you, you know, it's all you." And I go, "You know what? My whole problem is trying to hold on to an identity. You know, that's where," and the yogis say that. They said, all your personal problems come from thinking you're a person, you know, that you're much more than that. You know, so you get past that person and you get into the higher dimensions, and it all goes away. So in my drowning experience, I went through the tunnel and went to the plane of bliss, and so I left the door open, and I go back and forth quite a bit. So the universe is so vast. And what's sad is the UFO community wants to keep it nuts and bolts. They want to keep it very scary. They want to keep the abduction thing going. they want to say, yeah, we're going to build these space fleets and they're going to protect you and everything is good, you know, and they keep all these things going, but there's so much more beyond that. It's, and you're not going to really understand it until you understand the spiritual component to it. And that's what they fear most. They want to squash that and keep that down.
Which, yeah. And what we really need is a collective healing. We all need to heal too, because you said something that really struck me is like, we forget that we're not a person. We forget we're not human. And that's hard. Yeah. It's hard to remind yourself that when we're suffering, you know, when we're really, we're feeling the physical effects of it. There's traumas that are unhealed. That's what we need to take care of before we can get to that level, I think.
Oh, exactly. It's so important to clear out any wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, you know, which includes childhood trauma, any unseen negative influences that are hooking your energy, clear those off, and get in touch with your multidimensional self, clear past lives as well. And once you start clearing these things off, your frequency starts rising up and you start connecting with these higher planes and dimensions, you know, which a lot of the scientists will say don't exist. But I think it's funny because you ask the scientists, you say, you know, you guys believe that there's at least 11 dimensions. Some of you believe there's 21. Some of you believe it's infinite, you know, whatever your belief is. I said, if there are at least 11 dimensions and they're non-physical, why are you demanding physical proof of non-physical events? And, you know, and yeah, they it goes, you know, they start brain farting, you know, and I'm like, and I go, it makes no sense. You know, logic dictates that, you know, you can't expect physical proof on non-physical events, but we do have to.
You there? We might have lost you.
You froze.
Mention, and you even have. I don't know where I froze, but
you're all right.
Okay, you're back.
You're back now.
Okay. Well, we do have technologies now that can see into the fourth dimension. You know, the infrared goggles, night vision goggles, and if you use an infrared spotlight, you light up the field, you can see all the orbs and all the other things happening on that level. And we have ultraviolet technology as well that can see into the fifth dimension. So if you understand the electromagnetic light spectrum, you'll understand the dimensions. Like infrared is the fourth. You know, you go into ultraviolet, that's the fifth, you know, and you get in the X-rays and gamma rays and things like that, you're going in the higher dimensions. Like gamma rays are seventh dimensional consciousness and energy that's hitting the planet. So the sun is conscious too. Like it's not just light that's hitting the planet. That there's a consciousness and energy, and there's beings that actually exist on the sun that are non-physical beings. You know, they're not going to burn up because they're in light body. I actually have photographs of them. I have photographs of these beings, and it's when you look at the photograph, yeah, it's undeniable.
That's amazing. That's so amazing. And I liked just you said you had that set up on your field at the ranch, the infrared.
Yeah.
I saw orbs through night vision goggles when you had the infrared spotlight on the field.
Exactly.
I saw a ton of orbs in that. Yeah.
They love, you know, if you have an open mind, I always say you need like an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. You're going to have amazing experiences there. And the kids just love it there. And they're like in a candy store. And they see and feel all these energies, and the animals do too. But what's nice is you can actually use the technology to show other people that these things are real, they do exist. It opens their eyes to other things, you know, and what's happening.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, the Skywatch itself was pretty profound, I would say.
But then
when you look through that, it's like, holy shit, this is right in front of me the whole time. And we just can't see.
Yeah.
It just makes me wonder, like, what's right here in this room with us that we just can't see all,
you know. Exactly. Well, I can feel the energy in your room right now, and you guys are getting hammered. There's a lot of energy coming to your room, and that's what'll make your body twitch and shake, and you'll start feeling little blisters and tingling on your crown and things like that. So just having this conversation is opening the doors for these beings to come in, and it's opening the doors for people that are watching the show as well to have their own connections.
And what's interesting is right before you came on, I was like, did you see that? Like, I saw an orb come like right.
I saw an orb right in front of me.
And I wasn't, I know I wasn't mistaken, but when we had Peter Maxwell Slattery on, we actually caught one on film come up through.
By me, right in the very beginning of that interview.
Yeah.
So you can't see it on YouTube, unfortunately, but on the raw footage, you can clearly see it.
Yeah, that's it.
Peter's great. Peter's like a master at capturing paranormal stuff. Yeah, I mean, he's got photographs of videos of beings, of ships, of everything. I was at his house and these Pleiadians are appearing right in this living room, you know, and in the bedroom I was staying in too. And he has the wispy lights there. And we go out in Melbourne, we go out in his backyard and these ships are just flying over right and left. And we're sitting there doing this kind of clearing process we were doing, and we asked them what time the ships are going to be coming in. They said they go 5:31, and so we grab our cameras, we go out there at 5:30, and 5:31 this big ship comes right over the house, you know. So we've proven redundantly that we have contact and that we're in communication with the ships, and I've done it at the ranch so many times. I'll tell people exactly when and where the ship's going to appear, and we filmed it. And that's what blows me away. We've been doing this for so long, and why we're like probably the most censored group on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, because we deliver, you know, we can deliver. And it's not about ego. It's not about being, you know, the UFO messiah and all the other stuff that's going on. You know, it's about, you know, educating people so they can have their own contact and empowering people to have their own experience.
Well, and when you deliver, that's when they censor you. We were just talking yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of ours has, or somebody I know, a friend of a friend, hosts a show on Travel Channel called Alien Highway. And if anybody's ever seen it, you know, it's not your typical show. They actually do real investigative work. And every episode, they capture something and they're finding stuff. And it just, they didn't get signed on for a second season, even though they had the highest
ratings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the executive producer got forced out of her position, and the new guys just signed something else because he mentioned that those shows don't want you to, they don't want to give you answers. They want to keep the mystery going. So,
yeah. Let me give you a classic.
Ancient Aliens.
Go ahead.
Why they cut you
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Ancient Aliens comes out to the property, and I knew they were going to do this. And I called the producer out on it. I said, look, I know what you're doing here. You're going to cut me out of the whole program. And I said, because I have the answers, and you want to keep the questions going and keep it unanswered and keep the suspense going. And, do they exist? Are they real? Yeah. You know? Do they come from some faraway galaxy, you know? And so I'm sitting there giving them all the answers, and I'm saying, you know, this group here, this is what their ships look like, and you know, and I'm answering everything. And then I realize, I go, you know, they're going to cut me out of this completely. And I asked the producer, and I said, you know, I'm watching how you're filming this, so obviously you're going to cut me out of it because you're filming me in the scene, and you're filming the scene without me. I don't have any problem with that, but don't waste my time. And how about walking in a little integrity and a little honesty and just say, hey, I got the phone call and we're supposed to cut you out of the episode, you know? So he goes, oh no, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. You know? So we're going to show everything, right? So now here's the kicker. We filmed everything. We filmed my interviews, everything, them interviewing me and everything. We're going to put it out and show what was censored and what was not shown.
Nice. That's awesome.
And then show them saying their little thing and then go, well, here's the answer right here. They didn't want you to know. And we're going to put all of that out and show people exactly how they operate. Because it's just getting old. I mean, it's happened so many times and it's getting old. And these guys, and that's what I'm saying, their disclosures are going to happen with these people. That they are, that's planned opposition. They're controlling the narrative. And that's why we made that on the site, and it's free. It's called The Uncontrolled Narrative. And we brought all these people out. Billy Carson, Peter's in it. All kinds of people are in this video. Jimmy Church is in it, you know, all of them. and they've come to the ranch, they've seen the ships, they talk about their experiences on the ships, and then we explain how the narrative is being controlled, and we don't really mention names. That's coming probably. It's probably into that.
Hey James, we're at the 55 minute mark. Just okay. To give you a heads up for all the listeners who are listening on As You Wish Radio, we're going to wrap it up here, but we're going to continue chatting on, you can head over to our YouTube channel or the eSETI Stargate channel, and we're going to chat for a few more minutes after we wrap this up, if you want to head great. Over there.
All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you on the next round.
Yeah, you thought you were on Edge of Wonder for
see
a
you
second.
On the edge.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and head over to one of our other either channel. Check us out.
Journey to Truth great. Is our channel, by
oh,
the way.
Yeah, Journey.
If you don't know, Journey to Truth. But go to eSETI. Go to the eSETI channel. Awesome.